During the Erie County Legislature's 2020 budget hearing Wednesday, County Clerk Mickey Kearns proposed $660,000 to pay for New York's green light law. He says the clerk's office would need the funding to hire interpreters who could process undocumented immigrants' foreign paperwork. It's money Kearns says he hopes to never have to use.
He says, "I'm not going to do it. If we don't have to process those licenses, we don't need that money. But I want it, as they're budgeting overall, I want them to at least have a number in their mind on what the impacts could be of this law."
Kearns says he still plans to refuse to issue licenses to undocumented immigrants once the green light law goes into effect December 14th. He even doubled down on his lawsuit against the green light law, announcing he's filing an appeal of a federal judge's dismissal of the suit last week. Kearns' proposed funding is also something of a contingency plan. He says the clerk's office will need the money if he's removed by Governor Andrew Cuomo and replaced with a clerk who will follow the green light law.
"Whether I'm the clerk or whether I'm not the clerk, I don't know what's going to happen. But the office is an important office to the taxpayers of Erie County. We generate a lot of revenue."
Kearns' $600,000 figure might be somewhat dubious. He says he calculated it by figuring he'd have to pay an interpreter $50 an hour to work at each of the county's DMV locations. It's unclear whether DMVs will even need to take these steps, and Kearns admits the number is a rough estimate. Kearns blames the state, saying they have not provided any training or guidance on the green light law, despite the fact it's going into effect in 1 month. As for his upcoming appeal, Kearns says the judge only ruled he didn't have the standing to make the lawsuit, but never ruled on the constitutionality of the green light law.
"So there was no decision based on the merits of the law. Is it constitutional or is it unconstitutional? That decision has never been answered by the judge."
Tom Dinkey, WBFO News.